KMA Land Senior Spotlight today, and we are going to West Central Valley and talking with Malaya Spicinger, and she's with us right now. Malaya, how are we doing today?
I'm doing good.
Good, good. I think I've said your name about, 500 times from, soccer
Yeah.
and volleyball season, and I don't think I ever got it right, but now I know, and so I'll never get it wrong again. I appreciate
Okay.
you filling me in. Malaya, I guess we're right in the middle of, or not really the middle, but towards the end of volleyball season. Just tell me a little bit about kind of how you've been feeling about the season as a whole, your individual play and your team play. How it's been going?
I think it's been going really, really good. We've kind of grown as a team as we've gone on. I mean, at the beginning of the year, we were struggling and we were, trying to find that groove. And then towards the end, we've won several games. And so, I think there's definitely been a growth, and that's really cool to see. Working with some freshman girls and younger girls, as I was a younger girl myself playing. So it's kind of cool being that senior on the team, watching those younger girls really, really, really grow. And this year has been pretty good for me. I feel last year I fractured my finger, so I was out for about half the season. but coming back and just being able to play my senior year fully, that was a lot.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Good, good. You alluded to it there, but being a senior and, kind of taking on that added role of, being a leader for some of the younger girls on the team. I guess, what have you done and maybe some of the things that were modeled for you that you, like you alluded to when you were younger, there were maybe some seniors that helped you out. What are some of the, tactics you've taken to kind of be a senior leader?
I think the biggest thing for me is being genuine. I was a freshman on a varsity team starting, and I had my sister and my cousin there, so that was really cool. But following example, just being a genuine person, showing that on the team, hardworking, because you want that to follow suit with the younger girls. And just being unselfish, being a good teammate is always putting the team before yourself and just playing together. That's the whole fun about it, is it's not about you. You have a whole team and you got to back up your team.
Yeah. How has your role outside of just the leadership, just the on-court stuff, how has that grown and changed throughout the years? I guess, as you mentioned, you missed about half of the year last year, but what is your role now? What has it been over the years?
So as a freshman, I started as a middle hitter. That was kind of scary, mm-hmm. The whole rest of the varsity team was seniors and I was the only freshman. And then as they all graduated and there was new positions on the court, I became a outside hitter. And so last year I played all the way around, and then this year I'm still playing outside, and just the back row spot was taken up by our libero, and she's doing a really good job. Just as I said, seeing that growth with the younger girls, it's really shown. It's been cool. I enjoy volleyball. I've always enjoyed it. My mom, she coached me from third grade up. So that was fun. Just being able to do that with my mom, and then showing the skills on the varsity court and stuff. It's really cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. For you. So in terms of, being prepared for that as a freshman, it sounds like, kind of you just grew up, playing a lot of sports. So, can you, take me through getting to that point, athletics, it sounds like with a sister, a cousin, you said was on the team, you come from an athletic family.
Oh yeah. I have 5 siblings. We all played sports. Two of my brothers, they played basketball. My one brother, he also played football. My 2 older sisters, they played all the sports, softball, volleyball, soccer. My other sister, she played basketball. And my younger sister, she's following suit. So we are very, we enjoy sports. We're competitive. I love to play, and just I plan on playing in college soccer. So like just being able to do so and
Yeah, Malaya Spicinger again from West Central Valley. I was going to get into that a little bit, that soccer, side of, you scored all kinds of goals during your career. Tell me about soccer and, how you got into that sport and you just kind of, why you've been so successful, you think.
Soccer, honestly, since I was like 6 years old, I've loved soccer. My dad, he was a big part of the soccer club program for up until he passed away a few years ago. So like he was really like into that, and I think passing along that passion of playing sport and just like watching older siblings play. I have had a sister that played 5 years in college. My other sister, she's playing soccer right now in college. My brother, he played a year in college, and my dad, he played in college. So like just having that in my past, like my family, but like also we enjoy playing it at home all the time too. So I just have always loved soccer,
Yeah.
I guess. I
Well, I
think it's
mean, you had no choice, right?
Yeah.
A
No.
lot of soccer being
Actually,
played.
it's funny 'cause my brother, he didn't play soccer in high school. So, not all of us played,
Okay.
but
You said 5 out of 6 though, right? Okay. Yeah, so I mean that's pretty good proportion there. But I mean for you, when it comes to your, you being a senior and you talked about, you want to play college soccer like your sisters have done. What's that process kind of looking like for you right now? Are you deep into it? Is it still early, or what's kind of the story on that?
So I plan to sign with Faith Baptist Bible College in the spring. So I've been talking with the coach. I actually had a college visit with him last week. So that was cool. I also my sister's playing on the same team, so that was fun to watch her. But I plan on this year, plan on winning more games, scoring more goals. And just I feel like just taking that leadership on the field, being a veteran player on the field and stuff, right? We have several girls coming up, and we lost several seniors last year. So just stepping into that leadership role, I look forward to doing so and having more fun on the field because I love being part of a big team like that.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned, Faith Baptist College, and your sister goes there, it's not, you said, and so I mean that obviously I'm sure played a role, but what are the other things about, that school that made you choose them?
So, I plan on actually becoming a choir teacher. They have a really good music program at Faith, and so like seeing that and attending to some concerts. My sister, she was in the orchestra there at Faith. I've always loved music, and just like seeing how beautiful the music is at there. I really wanted to be part of that, and but not only that, show my love of music out after college, So I not only did I like my choice in college was not just the sport, right? It's 'cause I take my academics very seriously. My dad was a strong believer in that. He was a teacher at Valley High School for over 20 years. He taught physics, AP physics, so he was really smart. But my parents have always pushed the academics, so I didn't take into soccer is the bonus. I love the sport. And it was that one extra push, but the program there where I wanted to go into was the main reason why I went, because it really is high and very good.
Good. And then certainly, on the other end of it, you have proven over the years that you're an all conference performer, all whatever, scoring a lot of goals. Have you always kind of been in that mold in terms of, I don't know if your position's a forward or a winger, or is that mid, attacking mid or what it is, but have you always kind of been in that role for any team you've been on?
Pretty much. As a freshman, I started on the soccer team, but I was not in that spot. They had a lot of girls and they needed me on defensive mid. That was a little scary for me. I had never really played that spot. So being put in that spot, it was scary. I got used to it. Learned some new things, so I think that really helped. But overall, I have pretty much always been a forward goal scorer. I've loved to score goals. I love that thrill.
Yeah. Volleyball, soccer, anything else you're involved in, whether that's athletics or clubs or anything like that?
So I am on the softball team. I pitch. I'm a center fielder too.
Right.
I also am in student council. I'm the senior class president here at West Central, so that's kind of cool. I'm in a lot of things. I'm in choir. I'm in drama. I love to do improv and stuff like that, speech. I'm in the play, and I've done the musical when we've had it. I'm in National Honor Society, so I have all of those. I
Yeah,
like
no, just hearing you talk about your interests and stuff, I had a feeling the list was going to be pretty long though. It's awesome. But
Oh yeah.
why do you feel it's important to stay so involved in athletics and in clubs like that?
So I think for me, definitely, and I love to sing, but I like the meaning behind all of those other clubs. Like, sports can only teach you so much, right? So you have teamwork and you have all of that, but then you get to the fine arts and you have more of the feelings. You know what I mean? Like, you get you deep you go deep into, like, there's songs about love, or there's poems, and then there's like more things you can get out of the arts. I think it's important to do both, and I love to do both. And it really is like you see the like you think about more things when you do the arts. Like, I feel like you get on the field, on the soccer field, or in the softball field, and there are some things you just don't think about, and the arts really help you dive deep into the hard subjects. Maybe it's pain or hurt, but sometimes it can really help you out through those circumstances.
Malaya Spicinger, you know what? Malaya, I am very, very happy that I had an opportunity to get a chance to talk with you, interview you, and get to know you a little bit. And I'm glad that people that are listening to this and get to read this story also get to know a little more about you as well. You're well-rounded, it sounds like to me, Malaya, and I'm glad I now know how to say your name correctly.
It's a little tough.
Yeah, no, well, we got it now. Kay Mayland Senior Spotlight. Malaya, thanks a lot for the time. Really appreciate it. And wish you and your teams all the best here in your senior year, all right?
Thanks for having me.